listening to the Generation Y podcast, your source for everything from the 90s to early 2K, with your hosts, Josh and Amy. Get my grip.
Are you excited for Christmas vacation?
I am.
I'm so excited. I haven't had a week off in
like five years. Yeah.
I'm wicked excited, and I love Christmas time. It's my favorite time of the year.
Me too.
So what was your favorite toy that you had as a kid?
My favorite was a Skip-It. I absolutely love them.
Did you get it for Christmas?
I don't remember if I got it for Christmas. You know what? No. I remember the day I got my Skip-It. My friend was actually over at my house, and my dad came home from work, and he surprised us both with a Skip-It.
Oh,
she got a purple
gift.
One and I got a pink one. Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about, obviously today, based on the fact I'm about Christmas and toys, the top toys of the 90s that we probably all either received or asked for at Christmas time. So I went on and found a list, multiple lists, and kind of went across the three or four lists I found online and found the most common ones, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Skip-It's actually one of them.
I love Skip-It.
And we'll play some cool commercials. And yeah, so.
Did you know they have a Skip-It now at the toy store near where we have, and it doesn't even have a counter on it?
What is the point of a Skip-It with no counter?
I don't even know. It's so lame.
What in the world? You need a counter. How's that gonna work? What's the point? Maybe they're trying to teach people to do more math.
No.
Everyone's horrible with math now. No, you don't think so?
No.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about toys today. This is one of a couple of short little episodes we're gonna do for Christmas. So you get a bonus dose of the podcast. After the holidays, we're going to do the Turtles episode. We promised everybody. We got busy with life and stuff right before the holiday. But with the week I have off, I'm hoping we can get a couple of back episodes or like a couple extra episodes recorded. So we'll have a bunch of new awesome stuff coming out. I do have one shout out, but we'll do that at the end of the episode. All right, you ready to get into our list?
I am.
Awesome. So, let me ask this question. Was there one toy in particular that you remember, like, really wanting super bad for Christmas, and then you got it, like, Christmas morning, and you freaked out?
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to think about that one.
You don't have one?
No. I honestly don't remember a lot of stuff I got for Christmas.
I can think of two for me. One's not a toy. So, one would be the original PlayStation. I wanted one so bad. And when I got it, all I had was, which is fine for me, all I had was the system at first and a demo disc, like a demo CD.
Nice.
But the demos you could play, like, they're all 10 minutes long. I put every demo on that disc for like the first month. They were wicked expensive when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think like a month later, my dad got me a couple games. But I mean, we used to have a rental place, not a Blockbuster, but it was like a local rental place. And so we'd just go rent games because it was pretty cheap to rent a game. So
I remember that. Those were the best days ever. I really miss the days of going to Blockbuster.
We'll do an episode about like video rental and like Blockbuster and stuff at some point. That was a huge part. I love Redbox for like how handy it is and like its ease of use.
It's not the same.
But it kind of makes me angry because it ruined movie rental stores for us.
Yeah.
Because Redbox came along and that kind of was the beginning of the end. And then Netflix came along and that really killed it. But I think my other toy that was huge for me when I was a kid, well, not toy, but thing I got for Christmas was I really wanted a drum set. I think I've mentioned it before in this show that I'm a drummer, well, used to be a drummer. I don't really play much anymore. But I was in a band, and I was probably, I don't know, probably 12, 13 years old when I wanted a drum set. And so my parents actually ordered it, had it, because, I mean, how are you going to hide a drum set? They ordered it, had it shipped to my grandfather's house. I went to sleep. He drove over in his truck with it, which for him was, that was like an hour drive.
Aww.
Dropped it off. They put it in my garage. If I remember right, it's a little hazy because I was like 12. I remember, I think that they brought in just the snare drum. to like one drum, and I opened it up. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. And they're like, why don't you come out to the garage? And the whole drum set was out there, and I freaked out. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome. That was a good memory that I have too of Christmas.
Is it bad that I don't know if there's something wrong with my memory. I don't remember a lot of Christmas mornings as a child.
Really? Was it just because like sensory overload?
Actually, you know what? I lied. The best Christmas present that I ever got was actually not a toy, and it wasn't something that you can buy. I remember when I was younger, like maybe 6 or 7, my dad for like a month was in the basement constantly building something. And when I woke up Christmas morning, I came downstairs to find this gigantic dollhouse that he made for me.
Well, that's super extra special because it's built by hand. Yeah.
That was my favorite Christmas, but that doesn't really count because it's not a toy. We're not talking about that.
That's a toy. Yeah. It's a dollhouse. That's a toy. You play with it.
Yeah. But it was dolls, huge. It was gigantic, and it was awesome, and I missed it.
That's cool. All right, let's get into our list here. So the first one on our list is one that I had.
I had it too.
And I annoyed the crap out of my parents with this. So I remember getting it, and I think we were going to my grandmother's, which, like, you've been to my grandmother's, so you know it's a little bit of a haul. It's about an hour to get there. From where I grew up, it's probably an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. And when the roads aren't that great, you know, you're driving, it's 5 o'clock at night. We'd always go in the evening, and it's snowing out, and it's a little bit slippery, so you're going slower. I mean, I bet it was an hour and a half of bop it, twist it. My dad's like, can you please stop? Do you play that tomorrow? But we obviously were talking about bop it. Did you have a bop it?
I did have a bop it, yep. So, I had the big one.
I feel like bop it is like the better version of Simon Says.
Hey! Wanna play bop it? Cool. It commands you obey!
Bop it. Twist it. Half it.
If you can't keep up,
twist it.
You lose! Once you get your hands on bop it, you're not gonna want to stop it! Fast talking electronic bop it. Batteries not included.
Yeah.
Or like it's almost like a, what's the other one? Simon.
Simon.
With the colored lights. Mm-hmm. This is like Simon taken to the next level. I didn't like Simon. Mm-hmm. But I like this.
I liked Simon, but I liked this too.
So bop it, pull it, twist it. I feel like I'm missing one.
I don't remember.
People are gonna write in and yell at me.
They came out later, like a bigger.
Yeah, that's what confused me because there's like multiple. Like, there was one that had, like, 5 different things.
Yeah,
like,
I had that one.
Yeah, they kept changing it. But the original Bop It's what I had.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of it? I can only think of 3.
I think it's Bop It, Twist It, Pull It.
How come it seemed, like, so hard when you were doing it?
Oh, no.
It always messed me up. But, well, throughout the show, we'll kind of interject some commercials throughout here. So you'll probably hear us stop talking for a minute. We'll play a commercial. But Bop It's definitely one that I loved. So on to the next one on our list here. Crocodile Dentist. Now, this is one that I wanted as a kid, never had it. Did you have Crocodile Dentist?
I don't think I did.
You don't remember how that... You remember the commercials and
how
it worked?
I do, like, vaguely remember the commercials, but I don't remember ever. I don't think I ever had this.
So let's play the commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Help me, my toothache!
No worries, I'm the Crocodile Dentist. I'll fix that smile, you crocodile. I'm the Crocodile Dentist.
Crocodile Dentist.
Just grab and pull. There's quite a mouthful. I'm the Crocodile Dentist.
Crocodile Dentist.
The game's Crocodile Dentist. Take turns pulling teeth, but don't pull the wrong one or he'll snap and you're out. It's a mouthful of fun, but don't pull the wrong one. I'm the Crocodile Dentist.
Crocodile Dentist.
I feel so much better.
Crocodile Dentist.
From Milton Bradley.
So I wanted this game so bad. I gotta admit, like, young me was kind of scared of it, because, like, in the commercial, it was like the jaw snapped closed really quick. So Crocodile Dance, for those that don't know, I never had it, so I don't know exactly how the game works, other than the fact that you have to pull teeth out. And if you pull the wrong tooth, I think it's pretty random, where at some point you'll pull a tooth and the jaw will shut. Not hard enough to hurt you, but as a kid, I was like, that looks terrifying. And if it shut, and I think you were the one that pulled it, you lost, was how it worked. So I always wanted this game as a kid, and it was one I definitely didn't have. If you guys have any of these, or you had any of these growing up, or you still have it, write in, send us pictures. You know, we want to hear about your memories of growing up in the 90s and what your Christmas mornings looked like. So I hope that, like, some of this stuff, I feel like as I've gotten older, like, I want to, like, share that same magic of Christmas morning with obviously with our daughter.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
Some of this stuff, I want to, like, you know, some of my best memories is from Christmas, so I want to, like, not reenact, but, like, I don't know, it feels good to, like, share that with your kid, and, like, it's cool. Some of this stuff has come back. It's made a comeback. Like, I'm not going to lie. You know, I think it was last year I got Izzy our daughter some turtle stuff, because she was kind of into the turtles. Like, for me, it was like a flashback for me back to me getting turtle stuff when I was a young kid, so it was kind of cool.
Well, you know that new toy, the Hatchimal?
Yeah.
that everybody's selling for like $500 anyway. Yeah. It's just like the Furby. It's like there's every like few years there's this craze. Tickle Me Elmo.
We got a Furby. Few of those on the list too.
I mean, what were the other ones? Like the McDonald's.
This
Bee
next
babies.
One. This next one's one that was on that list of like crazy toys. I mean, people want Crocodile Dennis, and according to, to the multiple lists I saw, it was a top selling toy at Christmas time. But it's not like anybody was, pounding down the doors to get a Crocodile Dentist. This one was definitely one that, this next one was definitely one that there was a shortage and it was hard to find them.
I remember this.
You want to talk about this one? Yeah. This is one you had as a kid, right?
I did. I had the Tamagotchi, but I had a monkey one and I had to feed it bananas. And then I always forgot about it and I let it die.
If you died, it was like a little tombstone that would show up. It was pretty, it was kind of morbid.
Yeah, I know.
No, I never had a Tamagotchi. I had the weird rip-off version of the Tamagotchi. It was like a Gigapet or something.
Oh, you know what? I had a Gigapet. I did not have a Tamagotchi. I had a Gigapet.
Gigapets were cheaper than a Tamagotchi. Yep. Tamagotchi was like the Rolex of of small digital animals on a keychain. Did you bring yours to school?
I did.
Was there a rule in your school that you couldn't have them?
No.
There was in my school.
Your school was so uptight.
People were like on it all the time. Like, I could feed my Tamagotchi and they would like disrupt class.
You weren't allowed to like bring your CD player and headphones and stuff like that?
No, it was frowned upon.
I don't understand because like when I was in school, you could bring anything. Like we had, during our free period, we could listen to music and do whatever we wanted and...
But you're a youngin'. You're younger than me, so.
Yeah, not that much.
So you lived in a sheltered life, apparently, or something. I don't know. It was different when I was in school. People, I feel like they're stricter. I know it was only a couple years difference, but.
I feel like,
we'll play a commercial for the next one in a minute, and then we'll talk about it. I feel like the Tamagotchi, can you imagine some little kids probably got it, and were like, their pet died, and like, if they're pushing through a little, like, what happened, Mom? And he had to explain to them, like, your pet's gone to heaven. It's kind of a weird way to introduce death through like a virtual digital animal.
Yeah.
What could you do with
Tamagotchi? Well, they learn it through video games. And come on.
What could you do with a Tamagotchi besides...
Nothing.
Feeding it? Could you play with it? If I thought in the Gigapet you could like play, bond with it. Or like, did like a little heart show up if I remember it right? You were like bonding with it?
I think so. I vaguely remember the Gigapet.
Let's move on to our next one. Which is a favorite of mine, and something we're going to do an episode about at some point, Pogs. Now, I had crazy numbers of Pogs growing up.
We still have Pogs.
We do still have Pogs, and we've played it with our daughter before.
I stored my Pogs in, like, the big, tall, like, cylinder. Did you have one of those? It's like a big cylinder.
No, I have the thing that we still have here. It was the square box. But I think, like, the big cylinder better, because the square box you had to make little stacks inside of it. I feel like the Pog thing, it wasn't necessarily about what Pogs you had. It was about the slammer.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to have the right slammer. And if you had a crappy slammer, you were hosed.
Mm-hmm. You have a good slammer. You have a metal one.
I do have a good slammer. I had like multiple slammers, and that's just the one I kept. I used to have way more than that. And that's just kind of off topic, but one Christmas I got a Pog maker for Christmas.
What?
Which had like, the Pogs had like a sticky thing on the front of it, and you'd peel it off, and it was the front of the Pog was sticky, and so you could take like a picture from a magazine or whatever, and feed it through this thing, and press it, and it would stamp out whatever the paper was you fed through it and adhere it to the sticky part of the Pog and you can make your own Pogs.
Oh my god.
So I had Pogs of all, I like ruined some of my comic books, which is probably bad now. I had made myself like a Batman Pog and like Superman Pog, and
that's awesome.
I had like, I took like my baseball cards. I'm sure that was stupid too, 'cause I'm sure some of them were worth money, but I made like my favorite players on Pogs. Like I went all out with it.
I want one.
It was cool.
I still want one. I'd use it now.
Yeah.
Our daughter plays Pogs.
She does. She loves
she's
it.
She's good at it.
I feel like Pogs should make a comeback.
They definitely
especially because,
should.
Like, now, like, our daughter's really big into, the heck is that called? I'm having a brain fart now. Oh, Shopkins.
Uh-huh.
All the little collectible things are back. I could see somebody going and paying, like, $2 for, like, a little, rather, like, when we were kids, it was, well, at least what I remember, was going to, like, a craft store, going to, like, Walmart, and there was, like, a big bin full of Pogs and you'd like pick through them and pick the ones you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine now like a little foil pack that had five random Pogs in it and like one could be a rare? Like, can you imagine they could come back? They should make a comeback. I don't know why it hasn't.
Because it's not as, I feel like things were much simpler back then. Kids kind of need to be entertained more, I feel like, now.
It's a game.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with a, I mean, not to knock, what are you going to do with a Shopkin?
She plays with them.
I guess. It's like little things of food and stuff. It's not, like, this is a game. I don't know. I think Pog should make a comeback. I think they really should.
I agree.
Okay, this next one is not one that I had. I had, like, the ripoffs. I didn't have this, but that would be the Super Soaker.
I had that.
You had that?
I did.
I feel like for us, this is not a Christmas present for us. We live in Vermont. We live in northeastern United States.
Well, I lived in Connecticut.
Still in northeastern United States. You weren't going to spray somebody in December with a Super Soaker. In the summer, I had, like, some of the knockoff, like, Walmart brand ones, but I never had a real Super Soaker.
I had a real Super Soaker. I was fancy. Oh my gosh, I still love this
thing.
The
next one?
Yes.
You want to talk about it? I have no idea what it is.
Oh god, it's been so long since I've even, like...
You had one?
Yeah, I had one.
The Talk Back Dear Diary?
Yeah.
Can we play the commercial real quick so I can watch it and figure out what the heck this thing is,
yeah,
and then you can talk about it?
Yes.
Remember when the guys tried to break into my diary?
Wait, Lynn!
Yeah, well now I got the new Talk Back Dear Diary.
Well, I have fun with the Talk Back button.
Well, I have fun with the Talk Back button.
It's girls only.
No, guys, no way.
No, guys, no way.
Frankie likes you.
Yeah.
Hands off, creep.
Quick, here come the guys. Hey, guys, look. It's Tammy's diary.
Let's scope it out.
Hands off, creep. Get the message?
Oh.
New Talk Back Dear Diary with record and playback button.
So I remember using that all the time.
Did you record the messages like I showed in the commercial?
Yeah, I totally did. But it was sad because I had nobody ever trying to get into my diary.
What was the point of the recording? Was it just for that? When somebody opened it, would say whatever the recording was?
I guess.
It's kind of a lame gimmick.
It's kind of lame, honestly.
So a diary, did it actually, like, how much text would it actually save? Like, how much could you honestly write and save in this thing?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I should probably know this.
I feel like it's like... Looking at the picture of it, and guys, you definitely should, if you don't never heard of one, you should definitely Google it. It's got this little tiny keyboard, kind of like you'd have on, like, an older, like, cell phone when it had, like, the slide-out keyboard. I feel like it'd just be hard to type on looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But, you know what, as we'll see with other things that we're going to play later on or talk about later on, other commercials we're going to play later on, some of these things just aren't practical. They seem like a great idea looking at it, and as a kid, I could see where you're like, oh, I need to have that. But some of it just is just bad. Really, really bad. So on to the next toy on our list. And actually, we have a special guest in the studio right now, in case we'll hear weird noises.
His name is Wilson. He's our Havanese, and he wouldn't lay down, so he's on my lap. And he snorts, because he has a deviated septum, and it's really cute.
He snorts when he's happy.
I think, hold on, let me see if I can get him to do it.
Hold on. You snort? That's him right there. He says
wait, he hit the microphone. Hold on. This is quality. They're going to make all kinds of noise. There we go. And sometimes he just has to be with us, so he was pawing at us saying, please pick me up.
I can't get him to do a good one.
So if you hear a noise...
That's him. He snores.
Anyway, he'll be snoring later on. Okay, so the next item on our list, which is not something I ever played with, although this reminds me of something else I played with as a kid. It's like, the girl version, Sky Dancers.
Sky Dancers!
Dresses, pull their magic star, and they twirl and fly.
Sky dancers fly just for me.
Flying sky dancers, doll and doll with launcher sets, each sold separately.
Did you see that video on, it like went viral, somebody had a sky dancer, they got it for Christmas, and it was like Christmas morning, and she played with it, and it flew into the fireplace?
No, I think that was a remote control thing.
Oh, I thought that was a sky dancer.
No, so this is like...
Aww.
Sky dancer is like you would pull like the ripcord,
yeah,
and you would spin it.
No, I'm pretty sure
like
that
a helicopter.
Was sky
no, I know the one you're talking about that was a remote control fairy thing that came out a couple of years ago.
What? Did they just copy Sky Dancer?
Probably. I mean, this is a 90s
whatever
toy.
Whatever.
So all
that's
the
why we can't have nice things.
All the boys listening to the podcast remember like the old helicopter and you pulled the little handle, and it was like it was wound up, and it would make the helicopter fly in the air. This was basically a female version of that. And imagine, if you haven't seen it, where the instead of having a propeller of a helicopter, where the arms are, they have wings because they're flying fairies. Yes,
I think I had one.
You had one of these?
I think I did.
I know.
I had everything.
These things
so
were
ridiculous.
Like, and one list.
I was an only child. I had everything.
Yeah. You're spoiled. We know it.
Uh-huh.
One of the lists that we have talks about how they were beautiful fairies, but if you're lucky, they also took out your eyes so you could wear a sweet ass eye patch.
Hey, I wore an eye patch as a kid because I had to.
For real, I've never had a Skydancer, but the helicopter version of this, my brother and I used to both have one, and we'd blast the helicopters at each other, and definitely a couple times where I almost took my eye out. I got to be honest. So
wait.
Are you trying to get him to snort into the microphone?
No, he was doing it himself. Please snort and say hello to everybody in 90s land.
Post a picture of him on our Facebook page where it is his Christmas sweater.
We'll post a picture of Wilson so you guys can get a visual.
Okay.
He's cute.
So on to the next one, which Amy rolled her eyes when we were going over the list.
I did.
We had our pre-podcast meeting. Pokemon cards. Don't roll your eyes again. Now, I honestly, I didn't really collect these. I collected in something I didn't see in the list, but definitely should be, is Magic the Gathering, which was what I collected growing up.
That was an even bigger eye roll.
Stop rolling your eyes at me.
I'm sorry.
People at home can hear your eye roll.
I know.
I collected Magic the Gathering cards and played it. Whatever. So be it. See, I love Pokemon, but I played...
So, I guess, and this is, like, super stereotypical, so everybody
Stop
can probably
it.
Guess what Josh wore in high school. He played Magic Gathering, okay? He probably wore those hoodies with the dragons on them.
I did have a hoodie with a dragon
on it. So, just, you know...
I had a hoodie with a dragon. I had the beanie. I had the shirt with the flames on it.
Yep.
That was all me.
I did ask him if he wore those JNCO jeans that you could buy at
not.
JCPenney's, and he didn't wear those. But,
no.
Yeah.
But I definitely
Josh.
Collected Magic the Gathering. My brother did Pokemon. I love Pokemon, but I love the Game Boy game, not the card game. But yeah. Okay, let's keep going on our list.
I didn't mean to offend anybody.
You didn't. Except for like every person like me who's a dork.
It's okay, I married you, so
all
that means
of us
I
nerds,
like dorks.
You know what? Us nerds are taking over the world, so
yeah.
You just put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, you guys are the rich ones.
So one of the things on the list to talk about is Kinects. Did you ever,
I never had a Kinect.
I never Kinects, but I got a lot of Legos as a kid.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of Legos?
I had a ton of Legos, but from what I recall, the Kinects were too expensive.
They were a little expensive. That, and what was the one that was metal? Oh, I can't think of it. People are going to be screaming at their iPods saying, "Why? This is what it is." I'll look it up real quick. But there was a metal one that you use a little wrench and you put it together. That was really big.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Metal construction toy set. The heck was it called? This is lovely. I can't think of what it's called. Erector set. I had an erector set. And it came with a little wrench, and it came with your bolts and your... What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Be appropriate. This is a family-friendly podcast. Came with your little wrench, and it came with like your nuts and your bolts and stuff, and you built things out of it. Which is kind of funny how much I played with my erector set, and now... What is wrong with you? Now, as an adult, I'm very not handy with tools at all. Are you all right? You're going to be able to do the podcast?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Wow, okay. Let's move on to the next one. Monster in my pocket.
I remember that.
Monster. So this
what the
was,
hell was the point of this?
Well, I look at it kind of the same way that people now, like, we're talking about Shopkins earlier and some of those collectibles. It was a collectible thing. There was 200 monsters. And you'd get, like, either ones in foil packs, or you'd get, like, a four pack, and you just wanted to collect them all. It was like a little dumb collector toy thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I had some of those.
Yeah, I remember.
There was a board game, there was other toys, but, like, the original things were the little, I don't know what you'd call them, not little statues, but the little figurines that you would collect.
Mm-hmm.
So, we talked earlier about a lot of these weird, like, Tamagotchi being a one that was... this huge fad that everyone needed to have it. And, like, this year it's the Hatchimal. The biggest one I can recall of, I remember being like on the news at Christmas time. And there was, like, riots, is Tickle Me Elmo, which has got to be the dumbest toy.
It's so bizarre, humans. Humans are so
weird. People
were,
like, trampling each other for Tickle Me Elmo.
Something like this. Why?
Because your kid wanted it real bad, and you were going to be a bad mom or dad.
Yeah, and they're
going to
play with it for 3 seconds, like the Hatchimal. They're going to play with it for 5 seconds. After it hatches, they're going to be done with it.
It's a dumb... I mean, I don't get the point. I mean, maybe somebody can write in that had one of these as a kid and explain to us why you liked it. I can get why it was a fad. You tickle it and it giggles or whatever, but...
Because it was a new technology.
Where's the replayability of this thing? It's hard. So you can't cuddle with it. Yeah. It's not a stuffed animal. You tickle it three times, it goes hee-hee, like three times, and you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you paid $50 or in the black market $300 because you couldn't find one. Or somebody got shot or stabbed trying to get one. Like, this was just crazy. I remember there was this huge... back in the day, the big town... We live in Vermont, the big city... That we don't live, near it, but it's Burlington. Everybody's probably heard of Burlington because the University of Vermont is it. They usually play in the NCAA tournament every couple of years if you're a basketball fan. Burlington used to have, I think it's closing now, but they had a Kmart. And my aunt lived near the Kmart. I remember the year that the Tickle Me Elmo came out, there was a line out the door of Kmart down like the sidewalk and it wrapped around two or three times. People camped out from like 4 o'clock in the morning on to get a Tickle Me Elmo. People are like, when's the next shipment? Okay, and they stand outside in the frigid cold. You're talking New England here. It's like 30 degrees outside or colder.
Colder.
For
it was
like
negative 30 the other day.
6 to 8 hours waiting for a Tickle Me Elmo. It's ridiculous. I do not understand. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Watch out. There's something funny going on. It's new Tickle Me Elmo. Just tickle Elmo, and he really talks.
That tickles.
And laughs. Tickle him again, and hold on, because his whole body shakes with laughter.
Oh, boy.
So be on the lookout. He's coming to a funny bone near you. Tickle Me Elmo, the newest huggable member of the Tyco Sesame Street family. He's sold separately.
Ooh, do you remember the McDonald's Beanie Babies craze?
You're totally blowing the order here about Beanie Babies.
Oh, I am? Is it on here?
Yeah, it's on here.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Okay. let's talk about it now. We'll just go out of order. It's fine. Because you brought it up, and it's definitely a good one to talk about.
I remember when the McDonald's Beanie Babies thing was happening. My parents, they got on this wagon that they're going to be worth all of this money.
Oh, then so we went to the same thing.
We went to like all the drive-thrus and got the Happy Meals. And it was just, it was so comical because we would literally have drive-bys with strangers we didn't even know. We'd drive up to them. Everybody would roll their windows down. What ones do you have? You want to trade?
That was crazy.
Like, it was just crazy.
I think the parents almost got into it more than the kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The parents.
But I mean, I remember also Christmas. I remember I always get a couple of Beanie Babies for Christmas, too. Like, there was, like, the, you know, because being a young boy that was still sort of into stuffed animals, but being a boy, there was, like, a Red Sox Beanie Baby, and there was, like a football Beanie. Like, I got some of the...
I remember I really wanted the TY Beanie Babies for Christmas, and I got the knockoff ones. I don't know which ones
they
were.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Beanie Babies are the TY ones. Anything else is not a Beanie Baby. It's just a ripoff.
Well, yeah. It was a Beanie Baby, but they were... I don't remember what brand they were. There was a I had a ton of them.
I mean, there were parents fist fighting in stores and in McDonald's over Beanie Babies. It was crazy. I remember, like, the month they would come out, this is totally not having anything to do with Christmas, but the month they'd come out at McDonald's, like, we, like, would go and have, like, one Happy Meal a night. So there was four of us. So four Happy Meals a night times 5 nights, so that we'd go for, like, an entire week and eat nuggets and stuff and try to collect them all. It was crazy. I don't really get it.
I know
it.
Somebody that spent, like, thousands of dollars on Beanie
People
Babies.
Still hoard them. People still have them.
Why?
I have a few, I have to be honest. I still have my McDonald's ones.
I know
I can't let him go.
He has a whole bag of every single one.
I can't let him go.
I wonder if they're worth money.
No.
How do you know?
I don't think they're worth anything. I think someday they'll be worth something because McDonald's toys are collectible, but right now they're not worth squat.
Hmm.
But did you got some for Christmas?
Yeah, I've no idea.
As like stocking stuffers and stuff?
Not the McDonald's Beanie
Babies. No, regular Beanie Babies. Yeah. I mean, I think it was a big thing on the list. I think everybody bought Beanie Babies for Christmas for people. So the next one on the list, I know, and we've done an episode about this group that inspired this. I know you had these, so you can talk about it a lot better than I can,
mm-hmm.
And that would be Spice Girl dolls.
Of course I had them. I think I still have them there in my parents' attic. They had two different sets. They had one regular set where they didn't talk, and then I remember later on they came out with ones that they said, like, some of their famous quotes.
Like girl power and stuff?
Yeah. Jerry.
So do you pull a string and it would talk?
No, there was a little button, like, right on the tummy. And you would press it. And I remember Posh's line was a line from Spice World. I think it was their Spice World line of dolls where they would say quotes from the movie. And Victoria's was, I'm really fed up with people thinking that all I do is talk about clothes all the time. I remember that was the line.
Really?
Yeah, I still remember that. I don't remember the other ones, though. But nope, I had the Spice Girls dolls.
Huh.
And that was a thing, too. Like, oh, these are going to be worth money someday. Everybody's collecting them.
Surprised they're not.
And the same thing with the Spice Girls lollipops. I remember when we bought them and everybody was buying them, people were like, don't open them. Don't open them. Don't eat them because they're going to be worth so much money. Like,
it never works out.
Yeah, no.
There's very few things that works out with.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 years from now, it might be worth something. But did you have every single one?
I did.
Because they were freaking expensive.
They were.
Like, your regular Barbie dolls, what, $9, $10? These were had to have been, what, 20?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they got you because Spice Girls, it's like you couldn't, like the Beatles back in the day, you couldn't have just one Beatle. You had to have all four Beatles. You had to have all five Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
So you had, your parents had to drop $100 on stupid dolls.
Yep.
Do you still have them?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Sure, I still have them. They're in the attic. We need to go up there. We need
go
to
your parents' house
there,
and go through stuff. Yeah.
I have a whole box of stuff that's mine.
So the next one that I had.
Old diaries.
Moving on, the next one I had was, this was one that I used to gross out with my mom. Because you could make, like, fart sounds with this, is Nickelodeon's Gak.
I used to love that
Like,
stuff.
Everybody had Gak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, we'll just do these two quick, they kind of go together. So you had Gak, and made your weird noises. Then you had Floam, which was, I feel like it was kind of slimy, but you could mold with it.
It wasn't slimy.
I thought it felt like kind of slimy.
No, Floam was like a foamy.
Oh, yeah. It felt kind of like styrofoam, hence Floam.
Yeah.
What the heck was that? The dog
Wilson
jumping
down.
Okay, I remember Floam now. It was like that. You could do like different things out of it. You could make kind of like figures, like different.
Yeah.
You could make like a person or like a boat. Or
I bought Izzy some for Christmas.
It's the only thing I don't understand. I mean, I guess I feel like Play-Doh holds together better than Floam.
I don't remember Floam. I'm pretty sure
I definitely
that I
had
it, but I don't remember
it.
How well
I was thinking
it
was slimy, and the minute you said no, it wasn't, and then I was like, oh, I remember what it was. I remember having it. It almost like looked kind of like with little beads,
yeah.
Like the but it held together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had it. And, yeah, I don't know. I like Play-Doh better, I think. I mean, it's cool to Play-Doh that it feels kind of cool, but I think I like Play-Doh better.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy Crawlers! It's the Creepy Crawlers Oven!
It's the Creepy Crawlers Super Oven!
Wow! Mega Bowl!
A super oven and a timer!
It makes bigger, better butts! And now you can make your own Mighty Morphin Power Rangers! Cool!
It makes super-sized bugs and Power Rangers, super fast.
That's why they call it the Super Oven.
The Creepy Crawler Super Oven comes with everything here. Other molds, plastic, plastic, goop, salt, pepper, your parents put it together. Light bulb and batteries not included. From Toymax.
This next one I'm super excited about, and we just played the commercial because there's a little story about this. So, Creepy Crawlers. You had them. I had them.
Yeah.
Amy didn't realize they were plastic and made one and tried to eat it.
I think I did eat it.
You did eat it.
Well, no, we were talking. Okay, so we were at dinner at my parents' house yesterday, or the day before, and we were talking about Creepy Crawlers, and I said I thought that they were candy. And Josh says, nope, they were plastic.
They're definitely plastic.
And I said, well, I definitely ate them as a child. And then my dad and my mom was like, okay, well, where were your parents? And I'm like, I don't know, obviously.
Good question.
But my dad said, no, there were ones that you ate, that you baked in the oven and you ate. So if anybody can remember those, please tell me what
well,
they were.
There was like a plastic bottle of colored glue, and it was plastic, and you put it in the little mold, and it was plastic.
But did you put it in an oven? The one I had, I think you put them in an oven.
Yeah, it was kind of like an Easy Bake oven.
Yeah,
I
it was
say.
Like an Easy Bake oven.
And you, but they weren't edible. The ones that were plastic, you didn't.
I swear to God.
We're totally looking it up
Please
right now.
Please save me,
Creepy
people.
Crawlers. I'm totally looking at it right now.
Type in edible.
Oh, they made
edible.
Them.
Edible. I told you.
They made them. Edible Creepy Crawlers. Creepy Candy Creator.
Yes, that had to
be it. Wasn't what you had. It was made by Creepy Crawlers. You can make like bugs and different things out of it. That had to have been what you had. Either that or you were eating plastic.
But I swear what I had was Creepy Crawlers.
It says Creepy Crawlers on the box. But it was like an edible version. See, what I had was... The one that it was legit plastic. I had one that was like, it was like an oven.
That,
and you had,
that looks like the one
and
I
you
had.
You're looking at a picture right now, folks. You can't see it. We're doing the podcast here, but
with
yeah, it
little,
looked like an Easy Bake oven. It had a little like, almost looked like a, what's the word I'm looking for? The thing that you used to take pizza out of the
yeah.
oven. Like a little plastic thing that would go into reach and
a
get
pizza
it out.
Peel.
Okay, that's plastic, babe. That's like little glue bottles full of plastic, they call it like plastic goop that you put in and make different colored things. It's plastic. It's not, that's not the edible one. Maybe you had both, and, like, your memory of it's getting...
Maybe. Maybe I'm confused.
Either that or you ate a lot of plastic as a kid.
I remember them having a flavor.
Holy crap. That's messed up.
Flavor.
All right.
Hit clips. I still
let's
have
Let's move on to the next one, which is hit clips.
I
Amy's
have
so excited.
Clip.
She's jumping the gun. This was the most annoying invention in the history of ever.
It was so ridiculous. Who wants to listen to 30 seconds of a song?
Hit it. Coming at you right between the ears is hit clips. Music to get you grooving. Hit clips is a slick micro audio system. This tight package is small. Pumps out monster sound. Like this, we clip, 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 and sample songs, so only the groove sticks.
It's gonna be me.
Plus, with the micro boombox, load the mother load. Some of these songs available now. More this fall, you can collect them all. Hit clips, each sold separately.
Yeah.
Was it even 30 seconds? Like 15 seconds?
I bet it was 30 to 45 seconds. They're saying 15 seconds on one of the lists here, but I don't think it was that short. It was short. It was not the whole song.
I have a Britney
Spears
hit clip.
It was enough to have, like, maybe part of a verse and a chorus, and that was it.
Yeah.
And my brother collected all of these. I don't know why they thought it was a good idea. It's like, oh, look, I love this song. It's not the song. It's part of the song.
I know.
I guess, like, as a kid, if you loved a song, you had, like, the little keychain one, and you had it on your backpack, whatever, at school. It was kind of a neat thing,
mm-hmm.
But they actually thought this was going to be like a new version of listening to music, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
The audio quality was horrible. It was before MP3s came out. I mean, it sounded like complete crap.
That's too funny.
But you had some of those?
I did.
So, one of my, I guess the one toy I would say I had that was like the, everyone's tackling everyone at the store trying to get one in like big, huge craze was I had a Furby when they first came out.
You did?
I had a Furby.
That was such a girl toy.
I gotta be honest, it kind of creeped me out.
They are very
It would
creepy.
Sit there and it would talk to you and I felt like it was staring at me. I didn't like it.
I remember I used to sleep over at my friend's house and she had a Furby and it would wake us up in the middle of the night talking to us. It was so creepy.
I remember that, like, as the battery started to die,
yes.
It would, like, start talking slower and slower and, like, deeper, and it sounded like it was, like, demonically possessed.
Just try to find a video of that.
I'll try. If I find one, I'll throw it in. If not, then we'll just have to imagine in your mind. It's like, I'm hungry. Like, low voice. It's like, oh my god, what is that? I thought someone was trying to kill me. All right. We got a couple more left, a couple big ones left, and then we'll be done for this episode. Couple of them real quick. Power Wheels. Did you have any of those as a kid?
No. I wanted them, but
did you have like the Barbie car? No?
I think my parents bought it and then returned it.
See, I had Power Wheels. I had I believe it was a Jeep.
I had a Barbie
and
Jeep.
And the story is that my mom, I guess this was after Christmas, I had like the week off from school. I was, you know, I was probably 7 because I was kind of tiny for my age and I still was able to like ride it. And, I had my Power Wheels and maybe I was in kindergarten. I might have been 6. So I might have been in kindergarten. Maybe I was at home. I wasn't in school. It was Christmas break. And it was after Christmas, and the UPS guy, like, my mom was like, you can ride around, like, in the living room a little bit. That was, cause we, you know, it was a lot more open than, like, at one point, our house. I could do, like, a little tiny laps. I couldn't, like, go anywhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the UPS guy came and knocked on the door. He had a package. My mom walked down the stairs, opened the door. She said, don't go near the stairs with the thing. And I freaking drove the thing down the stairs. I almost took her and the UPS guy out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was a little daredevil, apparently. The problem with me, though, is there wasn't, like, when I got one, and it sucked for me because there wasn't any, well, you've been to, like, my parents' yard. There's not a lot. There's no pavement.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, like, grass, and Power Wheels and grass do not work. You have to go on, like, a bike path, or you have to go on something where you can, you can have some hard surface to ride on. Otherwise, it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't get to use it very often. That was kind of a bummer. So, gonna go through the last couple here real quick. Easy Bake Oven. Did you have one of those?
I did. The new ones right now are so different. They're so modern looking. I hate them. Don't like them at all.
Did you actually use it?
Yeah, I used it, but the food was so gross.
It was disgusting. Yeah. I felt like it was so I had the, they had a, when I was a kid, they had the, I believe it was Chuck E. Cheese's. It was the pizza oven for like boys.
Oh dear.
And it came with like this thing of like dough mix. You add the water to it and like, pizza, like, sauce, but it was, like, powder that you mixed with water. It was disgusting. I mean, these little tiny pizzas are like hockey pucks, and you tried to eat them, and it did not.
I never
did not work.
Seeing
it was gross.
One. Do you remember Dream Phone?
Dream Phone. I don't know. That's a girl thing. I don't remember Dream Phone.
I remember Dream Phone.
Did you play Dream Phone?
Yes, I did.
So how did Dream Phone work?
Oh, from what I remember, is you have it's this board game. I think it was a board game, and it came with phones, and you had to dial like a number, and you had these cards, and you
could
get
different.
It came with
like one phone, I think.
Oh, yeah. You get like different boys' numbers, and they would answer on the. They wouldn't really answer. We were recording or whatever. But yeah, it was like, it was the stupidest thing.
I looked at a picture of an electronic dream phone. It was a bunch of like cards of boys.
Yeah.
See, as a father of a daughter, there's no way that this game's like interesting to call boys on the phone. That's a bad thing to start.
See, I feel like they would never come out with something like that now.
I don't know. I mean, it's harmless fun.
But they, what's it really gonna hurt? Do they have anything like that now?
Like Dream Phone?
Yeah, they have nothing that has to do with like boys and crushes and stuff like that.
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
I have no idea. So the next one on our list is one that I had a lot of, is all the different Tiger handheld games.
I didn't have any of those.
You have any of these?
No.
They had a Lion King one. I had that. They had a Ghostbusters
one.
I had the Aladdin one. Huh?
The Aladdin one
Me?
Yeah,
the Aladdin one. It was cool. It's like before I got old enough to have like Game Boy, because the graphics are horrible. It's like it's kind of like a calculator. It's not really anything super great, but like I remember having it and liking it. And the other thing I remember getting, and if I find a commercial, I'll plug it in here, is the there was a Tiger handheld thing that was a virtual reality thing, and it was everything was in red. It was called the R Zone, but it was like virtual reality, and you wore like a headset on your head, and it like projected the image, and it was really stupid. But I got that one year. I thought I was like the most badass kid on my street. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome, and it was not awesome.
That's your fame!
Say hello, Snooko.
You wanna save your face?
Tiger Attack!
Save the planet! Space Jam, the handheld game. Capricorn.
Step into the R Zone and step up to clutch crunching, gear grinding, rubber burning reality of Indy 500. If you want to stay alive,
Third gear!
You better not blink. Indy 500 roars into the R Zone. Are you ready?
But for 3 days, it was awesome. He threw batteries like crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
So we talked about Skip It already. So the last one I want to mention before we talk about the one that inspires the other episode we're going to do for Christmas is Polly Pocket or Mighty Max. Did you have Polly Pocket?
I did.
I had Mighty Max.
Tons of Polly Pocket.
It was such a like this and Micro Machines were like the things that you... I don't get why they make kids. Like even like... Our daughter's into this. I keep talking about it, but the Shopkins thing. They're so freaking small.
I know.
Like, I think they make it small on purpose so that you lose it or the dog eats it and then you need to go buy more.
Yeah, I agree.
But you had Polly Pocket, huh?
I did.
So did you actually play with them a lot?
I loved my Polly Pockets. I took them everywhere.
And you didn't lose any parts to them?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like it was just dumb. Like, you could, like, choke on it. You could, like, lose them.
Okay, why would a 7-year-old choke on one?
My mom vacuumed up a bunch of mine. Like, it was horrible. But Mighty Max was, like, the awesome, like, hardcore version. He had, like, snakes and, like, a scorpion. It was, like, a mummy trying to eat you. And it was, like, Indiana Jones in, like, a pocket version. It was awesome. And so the last one I want to talk about today, and before we end the episode, is... one that kind of, like as I just said, it inspires what we're going to talk about in our second Christmas episode that's going to come out this week. And this is the Talk Boy, which is inspired by the very famous Christmas movie called...
Home Alone.
And the commercial. I remember the commercial. I always wanted to get one. I never had one.
Well, Home Alone 2.
Because, is it Home Alone 2, technically? Because yeah. Home Alone, like, I loved those movies growing up. And you remember the commercial, and we'll play it. But where, like, he records it, and it's like, is it his sister or his babysitter? Remember, it's like, hi, kids, we're home early, and he plays it back, and it's, like, really, like, slow, so it sounds like an adult, and they freak out.
Yes,
I think it's a sister.
I forgot about that.
I always
that.
Wanted to, like, get one so I could play, like, pranks on people and, like, record things. That was my goal in life. But definitely cool. Any other toys that we missed that you can think of that were, like, big in your childhood growing up, Christmas time?
No.
I will say I wanted to have a quick shout-out. We got an email, and I don't have it up, but I remember reading it, from Pat, and he had mentioned that... He got an NES when he was a kid, and he was, like, the biggest deal ever. Like, he got the NES. And actually, thinking about that, Pat, thanks for the email. I also got an NES, I think, like I was young. I want to say it was, like, 92, 93, and that was the first video game I ever really played other than my Atari was my NES. And I played Duck Hunt. I had Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I played Duck Hunt every day for, like, a month and a half straight.
Nice.
I love that little zapper thing. That was cool.
I love NES.
So, all right, no other toy memories, no other Christmas memories?
No, not that I can think of right now.
All right, so we'll end this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed all the commercials and stuff. Hopefully it brought back some memories that you have of your guys' childhoods. And if you have any memories you want to talk about, if you want to write in and give us any information about whether it was a favorite toy or a favorite memory you had or what your, a lot of people have different like traditions that your families did growing up. If you want to write in and let us know that, we will read them on the air when we do our next episode about the turtles. So our email is
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, you can always message us on Facebook, or you can comment on when we post the episode on Facebook or Twitter and let us know some of your thoughts. You know, if you have pictures of you opening like a present or a video of you opening a present and freaking out when you were a kid, we'd love to share that with everybody. And yeah, I'm excited. Everyone have a great holiday season with your family. Hopefully your kids or you yourself get awesome presents. And I know I still hope I get like a toy or two I can play with.
Oh my God.
I'm a big kid still at heart. I love my video games, my laser discs.
Where were we today? At Walmart. And you pointed out something like, oh, I would have loved to have this.
Oh, the Batman set thing they had. Yeah. I'm still a kid. I'll never not be a kid. And you should know that when you married me. So. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.